You're listening to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy.
Check, check. 1, 2, mic check. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. I feel like pop locking. We gotta let the beat come in. Okay. That's right. Come on. Pop lock, pop lock, pop lock, pop lock. Break it down, break it down. Yeah, all right. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It is DJ Rock, Coach Harris, along with my man Ferdy. Say what's up, Ferd.
5275.
Yeah. It's like that. I want to welcome y'all to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. This is episode 11 on a nice, sunny spring day. Spring has finally come and stayed with us, so we're going to hit the air horns for the good weather. We're going to drop a bomb on that, too, because how you doing, Ferd?
52.75 seconds.
Hold on. Drop another bomb on that. Hit that air horn. Yeah. With good weather comes good times, and there was a lot of good times though since you last heard from us. Last time we talked, we were talking about, what did we talk about? We talked about Big Meats. We led into the Penn Relays and the Drake Relays, and we came back and we highlighted some of the times and everything that came about as a result of that weekend, along with some other big meets and everything like that. And we were highlighting how it was finally feeling like spring. It was finally feeling like we're going to have an outdoor track season-like weather for track meets. And people were going to start going crazy because people were already dropping times back in, like, February and March. So recently, what was that you just said earlier?
52.75 seconds.
Yeah. Before we get into that, because I know people are like, what is he talking about? We're going to let y'all know. Let me first let y'all know that I'm announcing the move, the merger. We are still Track Talk with CH and Ferdy, but now we have joined the Rock City Entertainment Network. So, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing as far as Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. You're still going to get us talking junk. You're still going to get us talking track talk. But we are now part of the Rock City Entertainment Network, which also includes the Rock and Raggedy Sports Talk Show. It includes the Black Dad Academy. It includes Raw Radio. It includes the DJ Rock Experience. So basically, we're your one-stop shop for content across different genres of entertainment. So, yeah. In iTunes, in Google Play Music, on YouTube, just do a search, the Rock City Entertainment Network. But if you're listening to us, I'm pretty sure you found it somehow. So just make sure you subscribe and you can get everything. Want to hear some mixes from DJ Rock? That's me. DJ Rock Experience right here in the Rock City Entertainment Network. Want to hear some talk about other sports other than track? Get it right here. The Rock and Raggedy Show. Want to find out what it's like to be a black dad in America? The Black Dad Academy. Get it right here. The Rock City Entertainment Network. You want to just hear a bunch of DJs just bugging out, talking about crazy stuff going on in the hip-hop community and hitting you off with some dope mixes? Raw Radio, right here, Rock City Entertainment Network. That's the plug, but now we back to Track Talk right here on the Rock City Entertainment Network. And, man, we're going to talk about sports nutrition today, but we got to talk about
52.75.
That's all he can say today. Should we just get right into it, man?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. First and foremost, it's championship season. Whether
sure
you're
is
in high school, college, it is also Diamond League season.
Mm-hmm.
The first Diamond League meet is actually going on as we speak in Doha. Going on right now. And in 4 days, in 21 hours and 31 minutes from right now when I'm talking, it'll probably be closer when you're listening, obviously. Eugene is Diamond League number 2.
Is that the Prefontaine Classic?
That would be correct.
All right.
And we ain't going to talk about it right now that's going to happen. We got to talk about what happened.
Word.
First and foremost, Bert.
Jersey.
Stand up, Jersey. Represent. Everybody play a Joe Button track or something. It's about that time.
Little Lauryn Hill, some Redman.
Yeah.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
If you're new school, play some Fetty Wap. It's all good. It's all good. Some Arsenal the Rebel. I had to drop a big bomb because we represent for Jersey right now.
Yeah.
And Ferdy, would you like to let the masses know what has transpired out of Jersey?
Sure. Only with a new NCAA record, under 20 world junior record.
Yeah.
In the 400 hurdles.
Yeah.
Jersey's own, even though she goes to Kentucky. Sydney McLaughlin with the 52.75.
In the 400?
Hurdles.
Oh! Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
400 hurdles. 52.7. Yeah. What's the world record?
Believe 52.34, something like that. It's definitely a 52.3.
And she went 52.75 on May 11th. Yeah. Early May.
Still got NCAAs coming up.
Yeah.
They first do. I think they got regionals first and then the actual championships. So,
yeah.
So I should be. I mean, I'm guessing she's going to do that for the championships. And I don't know what exactly they got planned, but.
Man, there's women out there who can't run 52.75 in the 400.
Man, there's people like me who just can't run.
Yeah, and she had hurdles in front of her. Imagine that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only crazy thing that happened, though.
No?
Yeah, so there's this lady, right?
Okay.
I don't know where she's from, but she currently resides in Louisiana.
All right.
Around Baton Rouge area.
Okay.
Her name was Aaliyah Hobbs.
Are you talking about Louisiana State University?
LSU. Represent Baton Rouge 10-9-2 in 100. Yeah. 10-9-2. 100. Aaliyah Hobbs. Remember the name. Because, she's the fastest in the country right now. But we're not done.
No.
We're not done.
Not done.
See, if you slide right a little, if you're looking at the map and you slide right a little bit, you know, you go to Georgia.
Georgia.
ATL, shouty. There's this young lady. She's a freshman in college.
Sure is.
Her name is Lena Irby.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she number two to Sydney McLaughlin in the 400 in indoor?
Yeah, SEC the SECs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
She also runs the 200, and she dropped 22.25 in the 200-meter dash.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be outdone by all the rah-rah and madness coming out of the SEC. If we just shift a little left
to the Pac-12.
To the West Coast.
Pac-12.
USC representing West Seezy for Sheezy. USC's been having a pretty stellar season.
They're doing all
right. In the 400 range of running, right? You know, the guys have, what, set like an indoor world record, something like that?
World leader, because they have someone that's not a U.S. citizen.
That's correct. Okay, but it would be the world record if they were all from the same country.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there.
Yes.
It's the fastest time ever run. It just can't be recognized as a world record because, as Ferdy said, one person is from a different country. That being said, that's the guys.
Yeah.
I guess the lady said, hey, we here too. Don't forget about us. Mariah Carey, shout out. Don't forget about us. Kendall Ellis, a day after all the madness in the SEC happened, Sydney McLaughlin went 52.75 in the 400 hurdles May 11th. Aaliyah Hobbs went 10.92 in the 100 May 11th. Lena Irby went 22.25 in the 200 May 11th. Let me also not forget Sydney's teammate, Jasmine Camacho Quinn, went 12:40 in the 100 hurdles May 11th.
Hurdles.
Hurdles. Not the 100. 100 hurdles. 12:40. 100 hurdles. Yes. She's a junior, by the way, and she's on that 4x4. We're going to get to that later, too. But The very next day, Kendall Ellis said, "Don't forget about us." 49.99 in the 400 meter dash. Shout out to my wife. She's representing Jamaica in here. Even though we diss Jamaica in track and field on this podcast. But it's all love. It's all love. It's all jokes, fun, and games. But yeah, man. 49.99 on May 12th in the 400 meter dash. That is your leader in the nation. Only person under 49 this year. I have a feeling if somebody else was to run the 400, they might challenge her. I'm talking about Sydney.
Yeah, it'd be.
That'd be a good race.
Yeah, nice race.
That'd be a great race.
Yeah.
Probably won't see it this year, but
Might be an indoor. Well, let's see. No, she's a senior.
Yeah, Kendall's a senior, so when they go, that'll be a pro race. We'll see.
Yeah, if it even.
Yeah.
Comes down to that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go down to the throws? I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Before we get to the throws.
Oh, okay.
Before we get to the throws.
Sorry.
I mentioned a southern region, and there's a state in that region with the team that has a purple and gold school color combination. I think I said that. What's the name of that school again?
Louisiana State University,
LSU. That is correct. And I mentioned a young lady who was a senior.
Last name Hobbs.
Yes, Aaliyah Hobbs. Yes. Aaliyah Hobbs has three teammates, and together the four of them power up. Almost like Voltron, because Voltron had five. They power up together to put on, what do they call it? Oh, the 4x100 meter relay on May 11th, LSU, comprised of Micaiah Briscoe, Courtney Johnson, Rachel Meischer, I want to say. If I pronounced that wrong, I apologize. And Aaliyah Hobbs, 42.05 in the 4x1. 42.05. I don't know if any boys teams in high school in our area have run 42.05 yet.
No. I don't even think they've run 43s, have they?
Yeah, they run some 43 mids, but...
Okay.
Yeah, this is LSU women, 42.05, anchored by Aaliyah Hobbs, who went 10.92 in 100. Sliding down a little bit that same day, May 11th. This is all SEC. SEC was representing on May 11th. Faith Ross, Jasmine Camacho Quinn, K.L. Clark, and
Jersey
Sydney McLaughlin, 325.99 in the 4x4. What's that average, man? What's the average of those 400s that they ran there, man?
Let's see, 26, 34, a little over 52, like 52.5.
Yeah, averaging 52.5 a leg. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. I know you want me to go down to the throws because I kind of feel like I know where you're going.
I'm just saying. Listen.
I kind of feel like I know where you're going.
There was a while the distances in these throws didn't improve so much. We had a triple winner in the Pac-12.
Yeah. And who would that be?
Young lady by the name of Magdalene Ewan or Maggie Ewan.
And where's she representing?
Arizona State University, ASU, Sun Devils,
in the building.
Forks up.
Representing. Right. Shout out to my man, Rod Dukes, who is a grad of ASU by way of grad school.
And shout out to Herm Edwards, huh?
Yeah.
Coach at ASU now.
You play to win the game.
That's right.
Yeah. She playing, and she winning. I'm wondering if she's lost all year. She's dominant.
Yeah, she hasn't lost.
I mean, we're talking shot put, discus, and hammer.
Hammer's the best event, I believe.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. There's a new leader in the heptathlon. Lady by the name of Georgia Ellenwood from Wisconsin, 6,173 points on May 11th.
That's an interesting one. You know, somebody from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they deal with the weather like we do.
Yeah, and to hammer down on seven events and be the leader in the nation, that's impressive. I got to say it.
There we go with the long and triple.
Oh, yeah, I was getting there. I was getting
long
there.
Long and triple. She's back.
Keturah Origi is back in the building.
Yeah.
May 11th. She did two jumps on the same day. She said, I'm shutting the internet down. I'm shutting the SEC down. I'm shutting down the nation. Representing Georgia. She's a senior. 22.25 in the long jump. Followed that up, 47.11 3/4 in the triple. Lord have mercy. Some dudes not doing that, man.
You know,
47.11.
You know, we get at the end of the year, the actual year.
Yeah.
There's this award. It's called the Bowerman Award. It's like the Heisman Trophy for football.
Yeah.
So the Bowerman Award goes to an outstanding male or female athlete, male and female athlete, I should say.
Yeah.
Who gets it for the females?
Katara Origi, or Maggie Ewan.
Yeah.
Or Aaliyah Hobbs, or Sydney McLaughlin.
Yeah. Well, there's three finalists that could be there. Mm-hmm. At the the convention would be in. Oh Jesus! I think it's in San Antonio this year. So okay. It'd be in San Antonio in December.
That's a tough one, man. Because like the names we just mentioned, could honestly, okay with either one.
I would probably go with. I don't know. This sounds biased. I'd probably go with Maggie.
I was gonna say the same
because you know, man. Three events. She's leading.
I would say this.
I don't remember what she did indoor. I'm pretty sure she won.
I would say this. I would go with Sydney had she gotten that world record.
Yeah.
But she does have the national record.
Right.
And the under 20 record. That's tough, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, Maggie also has a NCAA record, too.
Yeah. And she's leading three throws.
Yeah.
All three throws. Every event she does, she's leading all three.
Yes.
That's crazy. It's hard to say not her, but I mean, it's hard to not say Sydney.
Yeah.
It's hard to not say Katara Origi. There's only two jumps. I mean, she, most long and triple jumpers don't pole vault, so.
Or high jump.
High jumpers usually just high jump. Pole vault is usually just pole vault. Long and triple is like the double. So, I mean, that's a tough double. And to hit them both on the same day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was feeling it that day.
It's an interesting battle. Well, obviously, we got to see how NCAAs go.
Yeah.
Because if somebody breaks a world record.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to. A little difficult not to.
Yeah, and even though she's probably not at the top of the list, Aaliyah Hobbs is a dark horse in the race because she is, quote unquote, the fastest woman in the world right now. Well, as far as college goes, she's fastest in the world, in the nation, so to speak. And she also anchors the fastest 4x1 in the nation.
But then you got Sydney, who also runs in that fastest 4x4.
She's the fastest 400 hurdler, and she anchors the fastest 4x4. So, yeah. Katara Origi, she's dominating the jumps.
I wonder if she does the relays.
Who?
Katara Origi.
That'd be interesting to know. Maggie Ewan, she's dominating three throws. And
she ain't running, but
she's throwing some stuff though. Listen, she's throwing her weight around.
She's not fat either.
Yeah, like, she's not for the game. She's not. Yeah,
she's built.
She's like Funk Flex. She said, call her Miss Chimney because she wants the smoke. You got smoke to bring. She wants it, and she's throwing it back at you. Shot put, discus, and hammer.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So.
That's a crazy triple.
Yeah, and I mean, usually like you have people that are like really, really dominant at disc, and then they'll be good at shot, or vice versa. And then hammer can fall somewhere in the midst. Or they'll be really great at hammer and disc, but then the shot might slip. But she is just dominant in all three.
Yeah.
That's what you call massing the crash. She get the air horn. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
SU.
Yeah, Sun Devils represent. You know what I'm saying? Got that good weather too, so that's probably not hurting.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm about to look it up what the weather is right now there in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess it's only 93. Never mind.
Only 93.
Yeah, 93. So I thought it was gonna be over 100.
Yeah,
we're good.
All right, you gonna
All right, let's do the fellas.
Before we do that, since we've been talking about it, so people know you're going to ASU.
Yeah, I'm going to Arizona State University.
Are you going to be a Cardinals fan?
No, but I'll go to the games.
Well, I mean, when I say fan, I mean not like you're going to worship them. I mean, you're going to go to some games, though.
Yeah.
You want to check out some Suns games? Phoenix.
Yeah, when the Lakers come.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Lakers. We on the clock.
Yeah, when the Lakers come, shoot, I might even watch a baseball game. I don't even like baseball, but hey. I figured the Arizona Diamondbacks are there. I watch them. I'll definitely be going to ASU football game and basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I never got to experience that in the other schools I went to, like the big time, big game, big college game. So
it's gotta be a crazy experience.
Yeah, they just renovated their football stadium, so it looks nice.
Pretty sure you're gonna check out a little bit of track while you're there too. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why not?
And what year is Maggie?
Oh, she's a senior. She's out. Dang, she just graduated.
Yeah. Doses.
I mean, never know. She might come back as a graduate student, but
you talk about going out with a bang. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. But yeah, speaking about going out with a bang, over on the fellas' side, and no, we're not talking about the women still. There's another Kendall Williams at Georgia, and he's a guy.
Yep.
And what did I tell you? Aaliyah Hobbs went what? 10-9?
10-9-2.
He went 9-9-9.
9-9-9.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole lot of nines. Play that in the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, he's a junior. That means he's going to be around for a while. Not to be outdone.
Do you remember when 9.84 used to be the world record?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I remember when 9.79 was the world record, too.
Yeah.
And they made a documentary about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving right along. Not to be outdone. Staying in the SEC ranks. Nathan Allen. From Auburn, 44.28 in the 400-meter dash. Did I forget to mention that he's only a sophomore?
Oof. I think a Mr. Michael Norman might have something to say later.
Yeah. Because Michael Norman was in that race where the top four were all under 45, right?
Yeah.
And he won that, right?
Yeah, so they're all close.
Yeah. Man,
that's just the close.
All I'm going to say is NCAAs is going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. That's crazy. Let's see. Anything else pop off? Grant Holloway did what he does again. 13-15 and 110 hurdles. And yes, he's still a sophomore.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. Not yet. Whew. Oh, we got Ry Benjamin. Shout out
USC.
New York alum.
Yeah. He's a USC-er, and they do 400s well. He just does them well with hurdles on the track. 48-46 in the 400 hurdles. There's some of y'all that can't run 48-46 in the 300. He did it in the 400.
Man, I'd be lucky to do that in the 2.
Man, look, I'd be lucky to get up from here and go to the kitchen in 48 seconds. That's crazy, man.
Right, nothing too much from the guys. I mean, we got a little triple jump action.
Yeah. We got some shot putting, some triple jump, and some javelin. Dude. Oh, whoa. Hold on.
What's up?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Maybe.
Okay, let's start with the triple jump. First off,
okay, that's what I was looking at.
Tahar Tricky, or Tricky, I apologize for the pronunciation. Forgive me. Either way, Tahar is a sophomore from Texas A&M, and he triple jumps 55.5¾ right now as of May 11th, and he's leading the nation. Also, the day before that, from North Dakota State, Peyton Otterdahl in the shot put, 68.9¼.
And just remember, that shot put's like 50 pounds.
Yeah, because he's in college. All jokes aside, it's 16 pounds, but still, that's crazy.
Listen, I held it. I can't shoot.
16 pounds.
Good luck getting 20 feet from me.
That's what I'm talking about. And we got to talk about this. Anderson Peters from Mississippi State in the javelin throw. He's leading the nation, 269 feet and 2 inches.
Mentioned he's a freshman?
He's a freshman. He just got to school. 269 feet and 2 inches in the javelin throw. What are these kids eating nowadays?
Let's see. I'm thinking down south. They're eating some fried fish,
catfish,
some chicken,
fish and grits,
some ribs, but yeah. some good barbecue.
Yeah, some collard greens.
You know, a lot of protein.
Yeah, that's that SEC sports nutrition diet, which segues into our conversation for the day. Sports nutrition. And, yeah. What are these kids eating, man? What's going on in the world today? Because I remember,
Actually, hold on. We did forget something about the results. We forgot the shout out 800 meters at the SEC championship.
Oh yeah, yeah. How could we forget the great representing upstate New York, representing Rush Henrietta, the SEC outdoor and indoor 800 meter champion. Miss Samantha Watson in the building representing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Big shout out. Oh, what year is she?
I believe she's a freshman.
That's right, she's a freshman. I don't even think, I think she like might be 18. Because she was, yeah. I think she went into school 17.
Yeah. She should be 18.
Yeah, I think she's 18 now.
Yeah.
You know, like she's 18 now.
Yeah.
And she's the indoor and outdoor SEC champion of the 800 meters, where the school she's at is the same school of the past 800 meters SEC champion.
It was Jasmine Frey.
That would be correct. Her teammate.
Yeah.
Who is also number one in the nation in the 800 right now.
Yeah, so
that's got to be fun to practice with, you know.
It'd be good. I mean, you know, as long as they're friends.
Yeah, man.
Even so, if they hate each other.
I know, right?
Yeah. Just another quick
you
shout
can
out.
Hate me now.
New York alum Sabrina Sutherland,
mm-hmm.
won the 800 at the Pac-12. So
yeah,
shout out to that New York doing.
NY, stand up.
Yeah, even though New York is full of horrible weather. Yeah. Come out with good athletes. So
we got some athletes. Yes, we do.
That's pretty good. Even Michael Jordan was from New York City.
Yeah. Do not forget.
Yeah.
So. By way of North Carolina.
Yeah, and then Chicago, but you know.
Yeah. But who cares? Who cares? New York, stand up. Represent.
Right.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure y'all stay connected with us. You know, hit us up on the email, 585tracktalk@gmail.com. At Track Talk with us on IG and Twitter. And that's all spelled correctly. Yeah, we about to get into the sports nutrition conversation because, like, I know when I was in high school, what I ate and what was available
is what you ate.
Yeah,
what was available.
Yeah, pretty much. But science has changed so much. I mean, there is so much more you can do legally and illegally, unfortunately, that you can do to enhance your performance. So it's like, what are a lot of these people out there doing? I mean, I know when I was in high school, I'd never even heard about supplements.
No, I knew nothing about it.
It was either like you just worked hard or you were on steroids, pretty
like,
much.
You know, I always saw GNC. I saw the store, and I saw they had powders and stuff. I didn't know what it was for or like anything.
I don't even know if I saw GNC. I think I just saw the price tag and was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No, I would. I don't know why. I always remember GNC.
Yeah. GNC was, you know, like
still never been in one, though.
I've been in a couple of times. I think I've only made one purchase ever from GNC, and it might have been like a shaker cup, you know. But Vitamin Shop represent. But yeah, things have changed like from back when I was running in the 90s and till now. I mean, I'm pretty sure there were supplements around, but not like it is today. I mean, you had to know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who had to hook up from their cousin that could get you a box that fell off the truck in the back alley. Yeah, I lost myself, but that's pretty much what you had to do. Now you can just walk in the Vitamin Shop. Now you can walk in the GNC. Now you can walk into Walmart. I mean, there's a supplement section in every store.
Sure is.
And, I mean, yeah, whatever you're trying to do, if you're trying to gain weight, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to gain muscle mass, you're trying to burn fat, whatever you need, they have something for it. Only thing is you just got to be careful because some things are natural. Some things are just in there.
Basically, with all supplements, they're not regulated by the FDA or the Food and Drug Administration
at all.
So basically, you get something at GNC, there might be something illegal in it.
Yeah.
Now, it probably doesn't really, I mean, if you're not getting drug tested for these banned substances, you're probably okay. If you're a normal person, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
If you're an athlete in college, where they do get drug tested, if you're a pro in the USADA drug
get the use out of app.
Yeah, you can see what you can and can't take.
Frequent the website.
At the same time, there's some people who, really there's a lot of people who suggest that the best supplement is just regular food.
Yeah.
Because when you eat regular food, unless you get the tainted meat from Mexico or China that has the clenbuterol in it.
Yeah, that might not be a good thing.
Other than that, you're pretty much set if you just get your food, have that as an intake.
And I would just throw this in there too. When we were talking about like food versus supplements, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say like all supplements are terrible. I use supplements. I have protein shakes every now and then when I want to up my protein. I take amino acids when I'm trying to when I'm working out and trying to get a good recovery. You need good muscle recovery when I'm lifting in the weight room. But at the same time, supplements are just that. They're supplements. They're supplementing real food. They're supplementing the nutrients you will find in real food. They're also synthetic. So,
yeah.
When in doubt, it's better to eat real food.
Yeah, and to go off what you were saying, I'm not against supplements. I'm against anti-stupid. I'm against stupid, so yeah. I'm anti-stupid. I'll put it that way. And, you just got to be careful what you take. And, by the way, I took that quote from one of my professors at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Shout out to Dr. Melrose.
Represent A&M. All
right.
Shout out. But, yeah, just like you, even if you're not a professional athlete, but maybe you're striving to be one, know what you're taking. Know why you're taking it. I remember a long time ago somebody told me that people don't go to grad school unless they have a reason. They know specifically what they want to do with that degree, that master's degree. Because you don't want to just go to grad school like you do undergrad and try and find yourself. And I don't know what I want to do, but I'll take a couple classes and, learn this and learn that. And eventually I'll figure it out. That's not what grad school's for. Grad school is, okay, I figured out what I want to do. Now I want to enhance that. That's how you should treat supplements. Figure out what you're trying to do legally. Health-wise, you want to be make sure you're doing the healthy thing, and then make sure you're researching and asking questions and taking the right supplements to enhance what you're trying to do. Don't take a fat burner if you're trying to build muscle mass. Don't take creatine and a whole bunch of whey protein if you're trying to lose weight and get ripped. If you don't know how to do it, you got to do your research, ask questions. Never be afraid to ask questions. Ask questions to your family members, ask questions to the people that you're buying it from. There's tons of research online. Just make sure you know what you're doing, what you're putting in your body, because there's some supplements out there that are great. I mean, think about it. Vitamins are supplements.
Yeah.
And vitamins can be good for you, but too much of anything can hurt you, can harm you. And if you are a professional athlete, once again, you have to know what you're putting in your body, because it can result in a 1 month, 3 month, 3 year suspension, from your sport. So just make sure you know what you're doing. There's a lot of times people have gotten popped for like over the counter supplements. They weren't checking what was in the supplement. They didn't check online to see if the banned substances had been updated and this, that, and the third, and they get popped for a drug test.
There's been people who've been popped for aspirin. And that's in competition. Like, you can't even use it. Aspirin.
Exactly.
Granted, you probably shouldn't do it anyways, but anyways, people got popped for aspirin mostly because they took it in competition. I'm pretty sure if you take it outside of competition, it's okay. There is also if you test, you can also test too high for caffeine.
Yeah.
There's a certain limit of caffeine that you can have, so it gets real tricky.
Yeah, you got to watch the lattes at Starbucks. So, wait, are we boycotting Starbucks? I mean, I don't know.
I don't drink this stuff. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all the boycotts and protests nowadays.
I never went.
I went, and then once again, like GNC, I saw the price. I was like, nah, I'm good. And then I don't know how to order from Starbucks. Like,
that's weird.
A small as a tall.
Oh, no, I did go once. It was for my friend. She wrote down on a piece of paper, right, here's what I
she
want.
Had
it was
to
something
write
like
down.
Like some macchiato, something or another.
I'm still don't know
okay.
what macchiato is.
And I looked at the cashier and I'm like, listen, I'm not even gonna here's the paper.
A small is a tall.
I don't know.
In a large is a grande.
Is it?
I don't know. I think.
No.
That's my see. If I go to this like a place and I'm trying to buy food, something I'm going to consume and put in my body, and I don't know what I'm ordering, I'm going to walk out.
I don't want it.
Matter of fact, treat supplements like Starbucks. If you go to Starbucks and you know exactly, let me get the mocha latte tate hate with steamed milk, shaken, not stirred, with a twist of whipped cream. If you can go to Starbucks and order like that, you should know your supplements like that. If you're like me and you go to Starbucks and you look at the menu and be like, I just want a coffee, but I don't know what it is. Which right. one? What do I get? Is that one a hot one or is that a cold one? Does that have ice in it or is it like a milkshake? If you're like that at the supplement store, walk out.
You know, and my name is too difficult, so they're already going to mess it up. I mean, they mess simple names up.
Yeah.
I don't need anything on my...
For real.
I always spell my name with a P-H.
I still get my name misspelled.
That's insane.
And I have probably one of the most simple names
in
the world.
Yeah, the most simple and common names.
It was actually the number one name, the most popular name when I was born, my mother told me.
I bet.
And I still get Bryan. People put an E in it, Brien. Like, that's not even normal. Why would you assume?
That's Irish.
Brion.
Nah, that's not even right.
Or they'll misspell it and put Byron. Like, dude, like, are you serious? How do you misspell Brian that much?
Did they ever spell it brain?
That's probably the number one mistake. Like, thanks for the compliment. Brain. I feel like I'm pretty smart, but that's not my name.
Pretty much.
It is what it is.
All right.
We're moving right along.
Soda.
Yeah.
All right, sports nutrition. Here we're talking about soda and other carbonated drinks and sugary drinks. Basically, stay away.
Yeah. I like to look at soda as a track crack.
Yeah, just...
If you wouldn't smoke crack, don't... Soda's track crack.
Man, I'm all about water.
Yeah. You got to hydrate. You got to hydrate. And, yeah, soda has water in it, but it also has a lot of other stuff in it that makes it not water anymore.
And I'm sure acid has water in it, too.
Yeah. Urine has water in it.
Sure does.
And you don't want to drink that.
Well, some people do.
But yeah. Some of y'all need to go to the doctor. But, yeah, man. Like, carbonated beverages in general are from what I've researched, and I had a packet too. We got this from USATF a couple years back. They had like a packet of why, you know, so carbonated beverages were bad for you. And I guess there's been studies that say like it weakens the bones.
Maybe. Yeah. Sure.
You know, it potentially dehydrates you. Like if you're training for track and field, especially if you're like a distance runner, last thing you want to do is be dehydrated. I mean, if you run 100, you don't want to be dehydrated because a cramp is not to be played with. So carbonated beverages, I mean, and then the amounts of sugar in them, you're drinking like sometimes 2 and 3 times the amount of sugar you would get if you just had like a piece of fruit.
And even in juice, there's a lot of sugar. I mean,
yeah,
like in my niece's school, she's 3, she's in preschool, they got the little juice boxes. It's like 20 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah.
You know, the recommended for an adult is about, per day is about 30 yeah. grams. You're giving these kids, golly, they always get the juices and the graham crackers.
Oh, the, and just the, everything. The big, huge goldfish, right? They got
those. Yes. Yeah. They got those, too.
They're good, too. But, yeah, it's a whole lot. I get a little wired. I'm a grown man. I get wired off of that. Imagine a kindergartner, and you wonder why they don't pay attention and sit still.
Yeah, no, and then definitely there's a correlation between the sugar intake and behavioral issues in children.
Of course.
And that's been studied, so there you go.
And let's be clear. Remember, if you're a woman and you're 16 and under, you're still developing. So having all these carbonated beverages and sugars and everything could affect your development in a positive way. Men, you can grow and develop up until 21. So, I mean, that's college. So, at the end of the day, once like we said before with the supplements, bless you, too much of anything is a bad thing. Too much sugar is a bad thing. I mean, like, let's just keep it real, your teeth.
Yes, and every once in a while, maybe, hey, you had a good track, me, go get some ice cream. I'm there okay. You go. But,
get the froyo.
When you get do it consistently, man, I've had ice cream for like 5 days in a row.
Have you had burn dairy?
Nah.
You need to get that in your life.
I've had it. It's just far. Wait, where do you get it from?
There's one on in Spencerport. There's one out in Brockport.
It's too far for me.
Yeah. You got to be going out that way and just happen to be there.
Yeah.
I pass it every day, so. But she had the maple walnut and the buttered almond. Off the chain.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Of course not, because I'm trying to get into the froyo because that's your healthy fats, frozen yogurt.
That's still sugar in it.
It still has sugar in it, but it's put it like this. It's like eating wheat bread versus white bread. You're still eating bread, but one's a little bit better. And since this probably be a good segue into fast food. I'm not going to sit here and lie like I need McDonald's and Burger King. Man, all the time when I was in high school, and still I turned out okay.
I just had a 20-piece nugget.
Yeah.
Like, right before I got here.
Yeah. I had we had the food trucks at the meet on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And the grilled cheese went down, the apple, bacon, cheddar. Do as we say, not as we do. But anyway.
Yeah, we're coaches now. We didn't win.
Yeah. But think about it like this. There's going to be a time where you're going to be hungry. And you have to make a choice. What should I eat? My philosophy is simple. I would rather you eat unhealthy and have real food than not eat at all. But the way you do it is, say you go to McDonald's, say you go to Burger King, Wendy's, whatever fast food preference you have, just try and make the healthiest choice on that menu. So maybe you don't get the fried chicken sandwich, you get the grilled chicken sandwich. Maybe instead of getting 2 and 3 cheeseburgers, you get the double cheeseburger, so you still only got like 1 hamburger bun and you got a lot of protein. You know, just try and make as healthy a decision as you can when you're eating fast food. Because I'm not going to lie. The Burger King around the corner from my house when I was growing up had a promotion for 99-cent Whoppers for like 3 years straight.
Ooh.
My cousin That's Gerard and I, we went in. That was like just yo, let's go hoop. All right, yo, you stopping at Burger King? 2 Whoppers, playing with cheese and bacon? I can almost taste it.
Right.
Whoppers playing with cheese and bacon. Heaven.
And also, I want to point out something about fast food. So, you know, years ago, there was a documentary called Super Size Me. Remember that?
I remember that one.
Basically, the whole documentary was basically crapping on McDonald's.
Pretty much.
Basically, you know, the guy, he went in, he got his vitals checked before and after, and he had McDonald's every day for
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a certain amount of time.
And I think he had to have everything on the menu at least once as well.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And basically, he gained weight. His results came back a lot worse. You know, blood tests, and lipid counts, and whatever, all that good stuff. So the issue with him though is that he was just eating whatever. Now, there is a counter documentary that was made. It's mm-hmm. called Fathead. It was about this guy who decided that he saw some flaws in Super Size Me and decided to take the same kind of challenge, but he looked at it in a smarter way.
Okay.
Basically, he looked at, he actually, you know, counted calories, I believe. He looked at the carbohydrate count, the protein, fat intake, and whatnot. So, you know, like from Super Size Me, this dude, he also went to the doctor beforehand. He even told the doctor what he was about to do. Doctor thought he was crazy. It would never work. Basically, what he wanted to try to prove was he could lose weight and improve his health while eating McDonald's 3 times a week.
Yep.
Or 3 days, 3 times a day for however long he did it for.
Okay, so basically the same thing.
Yeah. And
but it's made better choices.
Yeah, and he actually lost weight. His numbers improved. He also exercised, which, you know, you got to. I mean, I think in supersize me, he didn't exercise, which is like
stupid,
of course.
And we're anti-stupid.
I mean, you know, physical inactivity is just going to lead to.
If you're eating healthy and you do not do any type of exercise, you can still be fat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's better than not eating healthy and not doing anything.
I mean, the chicken got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? So, the turkey burger's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, basically, it's all about making smart choices and educating yourselves on the nutritional part of it. I like my bread. So I don't struggle to lose weight. I can actually lose weight whenever I want. I just like eating garbage. So
yeah,
boom.
And I'm a good example too, because I want to lose weight, but I've actually just haven't been working out like I should be. But just by making better decisions, there's times I'm going in, I'm eating what I want, and that's what it is. But I have not gained weight. I've maintained, you know. So,
you know what's funny? I'm so I'm going to school, and the program I'm in is for exercise and nutritional sciences.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. I eat the way I want.
You just got to know what to tell people. That's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, fast food, carbonated beverages, supplements, just make smart choices, healthy choices. I tell my athletes all the time, I'm never going to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. I will just give you a guide on what you can replace things. So, like the example I gave before, you know, you like eating sandwiches all the time, try getting the wheat bread instead of the white bread. You know, you're still eating bread, but it's a little bit healthier. You know, you're just trying to make a conscious effort to make better decisions. I'm never going to tell people, oh, you got to eat broccoli and grilled chicken breast. I tell people, find a vegetable you like and just go to town on that one. If you happen to like broccoli, cool. Load up on broccoli. If you like sweet peas, load up on sweet peas. If you like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, whatever you like, load up on that vegetable to get your vegetables. And same thing with your fruits.
You know, broccoli with butter is really good.
Broccoli and cheese is to die for.
Some healthy fats in there too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, at the end of the day, you got to make healthy choices. I'm not going to tell anybody not to eat fast food when, you know, I eat fast food from time to time.
No, if you're a pro and I'm your coach, yeah, you ain't eating it.
Yeah, if you're a pro.
Pretty easy. We're
trying to go to the Olympics.
We're trying to make this money.
Bruh. Hire a chef and, let's get it in. And you're going to have portion size. You're going to be on a strict diet.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make, you know. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady is like 86, and he's still, you know, playing at a Super Bowl level.
Yeah.
At quarterback.
He need to retire, but yeah.
He should, because I don't like him. But on the flip side, like looking at it subjectively, like, dude is balling.
Yeah.
You know?
I say he's the greatest of all time. I mean.
I hate to say it, but he is.
Yeah.
And I think that the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl proved that.
Yeah, he did. Because there
was no controversy in that Super Bowl. He just came back from down like 8,000 points, and they won. And it was because of the throws he made.
And I'm a quote Charlemagne the God. He's the only guy to beat the internet.
Yeah, pretty much. He did.
And it was that game.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of funny. I remember watching that Super Bowl, and I wanted the Falcons to win. But then I saw all the hate on Facebook to the Patriots. I was like, yeah. You know what? Kind of hope the Patriots come back now. I'm just a contrarian. I just like seeing people's day ruined. But
see, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, but I'm not a Patriots fan at all. So I was happy when the Falcons were up and like on the way to the Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl victory. But I'm also a football fan, and I saw things happening. Like, yo,
they coming back.
If they get this first down, Atlanta's in trouble. If they kick a field goal, at least they in trouble. If they score a touchdown here, and you just see all the makings of a comeback happening, and there was no fumble gate, there was no tuck rule, there was no deflated balls, nothing. I mean, he just came back and he put on a show. And yeah, he said, I'm the GOAT. Here's why. And not only that, he had been going back and forth with, you know, Goodell all year. So to see the look on Roger Goodell's face when he had to hand the trophy, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, that was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, if anything, if the Patriots win, it'd be great just to see that moment.
Yeah.
So.
Golly.
As we digress from healthy foods.
Good times.
So, yeah.
Diets.
Yeah.
I'm
not a fan of diets, personally.
It's
well,
I
want to say, like, the ideology of what a diet is traditionally, I'm not a fan of that because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I got to go on a diet to lose weight.
I've never been on a diet.
A diet is whatever you eat. You either have a good diet or a bad diet. If you eat healthy food, you have a healthy diet. If you eat crappy food, you have a crappy diet. A diet is just what you eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be, if you have to eat and make choices for what you're trying to do at the end of the day, whatever your goal is that you're trying to accomplish, that's the choice you need to make. So if you want to lose weight, you need to eat foods that are going to make you lose weight, that are going to help you lose weight. You need to do things physically that are going to help you lose weight. If you're trying to gain weight, if you're trying to build muscle, the same thing. You have to eat foods and do things and exercises that are going to help you build muscle mass. You know what I mean? If you're trying to just be fat and don't care, then just eat like you don't care. But I'm just saying, you have to make those choices. So saying you're going on a diet, you're not really going on a diet. You're just changing what your current diet is. That's all you're really doing. So, I mean, but.
Well, let's talk a little bit about diets. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, number one, you vegans and vegetarians need to cut it out.
Yeah, y'all got to get up out of here with all that.
Listen.
I'm like Chris Rock. Don't eat green meat.
Right. Listen, look. Let me put it like this. All right. There's some people who don't like the way. Listen, I also don't like if an animal is killed inhumanely, like if they're put into like cages and can't move and, you know, just get fattened up and can't do anything and then they get killed, you know, with whatever.
But if I got missed meal cramps, that animal got to go.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But like if it's done humanely, like I'm all for hunting and conservation of animals and all that good stuff. And,
yeah.
And eat what you kill, whatnot, as long as it's done, you know, like I said, humanely, which meaning basically if you're going to shoot an animal, you make sure it's going to be dead before you shoot it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know there's some people who do the vegan and vegetarian thing because they don't want to see the animal thing, and that's fine, but you got to know, like, when you see a lion kill a wildebeest, that's not necessarily the most... fun thing to watch. You know, when you see an alligator snatch a little baby and then drown it like it did in Disney World, hey, that happened. Yeah. That happened. What you gonna do? You know, that's the animal world.
Yeah.
And, you know, life eats life. And that's what it is. So, you
know. My only thing is this. I have no problem with vegans and vegetarians.
No, I do.
Mm-hmm. I have a problem with vegans and vegetarians, they have a problem with people who aren't vegans and vegetarians. Like, that's your choice. You chose not to eat meat. I chose to eat all meat. I'm sorry. Plain and simple. Pause. But, and also, y'all Atkins diet people, y'all got to get up out of here, too. Like, not eating any carbs. That's why y'all getting lightheaded and passing out.
Like, you can have some carbs. I mean, keto is even low carb, very low carb, which actually works for some people. Yeah. But
don't go over extreme with it. I'm not eating any bread. I'm not eating any pasta. No, you need some carbs in your life. You can go low carb, but you can't go no carb.
You can find them in vegetables as well. There's some vegetables that have a higher carb intake than others.
Bananas are a good example of a fruit. Grapes, those are examples of fruits that have high carbs. If you want low carbs, you know, load up on berries. Load up on lettuce.
You know, I love lettuce.
Yeah.
Not the romaine that comes from Arizona, though. You guys watch out.
What's wrong with the romaine from Arizona, man?
Oh, man, there was a recall.
They got a recall. Man, they got a recall. There was a recall
on it. Yeah, I think like E. coli or something.
In the lettuce?
Yes.
Man, that's crazy.
Yes.
That reminds me of like when I stopped eating Taco Bell for like about 5 years. When they had the lettuce, and the owner of Taco Bell had to get up on TV and say that our lettuce is safe to eat now. So when the owner has to get up and talk about our lettuce is safe to eat, that means he was losing some money. That means that was some serious deal. So I still waited like another year before I went to Taco Bell, but I went back. I went back.
Yeah, well,
I
sure
went
did.
Back. I definitely went back because Taco Bell is like great. I went back.
Yeah. And I was also going to say there was a, you know, the recall on eggs. But, you know, it's something about eggs for you vegans and vegetarians. I think they vegans don't eat it because, you know, it's.
Vegans don't eat meat or anything that comes from
the baby
from.
That's a chicken, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, chickens lay eggs no matter if a baby's going to come out of it or not. So there could be an unfertilized egg. I mean, they could just sit on it forever. It won't hatch because there's nothing in it. It's just an egg and yolk.
Yeah.
So a chicken will lay an egg every day no matter what. Whether fertilized or not. So you can eat eggs and you're not necessarily eating a quote unquote chicken baby.
And if you scramble them with cheese, it is magnificent. So, I mean,
yeah.
Scrambled eggs with cheese, eggs with some ham, throw that in there.
Vegans don't eat cheese, though.
Yeah, because that comes from an animal.
It's a milk. Like, I don't get that. I really don't get that. Like, okay, milk from a cow.
The cow didn't have to die.
No, you're not hurting it.
Yeah. Kyle just letting go.
Yeah, I don't know. You vegans are weird.
If y'all want to be vegan, cool. Just do not screw face me for eating a burger in your face. Like I knew you were a vegan because I didn't know you were a vegan. Okay? Just don't condemn me for, you know, killing animals. Cause I didn't kill it. The people that killed it. When I got it, it was already a burger.
Right.
It's like when people, you know, people talk about, oh, you're killing the trees with all the paper you're using. This paper that's packaged, the tree's been dead already.
Yeah.
So I didn't kill it, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't do nothing. I just buy.
Yeah.
All right, what we got? I think we covered a little bit about PEDs.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
Don't do drugs, kids. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
If the supplement you need to take comes in a needle, it's probably not good.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I don't know. Ask Marion Jones or... You know,
both
Justin
of her first
Gatlin,
two husbands,
Tim Montgomery. I remember
Wallace
him.
Wallace Spearman.
You know. Oh, he got popped? I don't remember.
I think he had like a little 3-month
okay.
thing.
I don't remember.
Tyson Gay, Veronica Campbell Brown, Sasha Powell.
You know, the number one offender, what's his face? Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. The whole 979 documentary finals.
Oh, he took everything.
Yeah.
You gave it to him. He's like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I can't beat Carl Johnson,
He had a point though when you said that he somebody could have, you know, tainted his
needle.
No, I think he said like he whatever he had up in there. I think he had a beer or something. Like he could have got somebody could have slipped something in his drink.
Sure.
Until you get popped the second time for the same thing, then you're like, okay,
yeah,
you lying, bro.
You
lying.
You've done it before.
You lying.
It's
yeah.
all good. We can tell.
And we saw once you got caught and you had to get off of when you came back, you weren't the same. Because, like, just because you get suspended doesn't mean you have to stop training.
Yeah.
You just can't compete.
Basically.
Yeah. So you could still train. I don't know. Just saying. Stay away from drugs. Don't do drugs. Maybe. Any kind of drugs.
All right.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on coffee? I used to be like, yo, young kids don't need to be having coffee. But then I think I read a study somewhere that – coffee is actually not bad.
Correct.
For kids.
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, granted, if you're like 6, you probably shouldn't be having like a latte.
No, I mean, don't drink too much coffee.
Yeah. Once again, too much of anything is bad.
I think adults drink too much coffee as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
I know people that like will go through like run through a pot of coffee like alone.
Yeah, you can't greedy. like cut that out.
Yeah, stop.
Like
come on.
I mean, you're probably going to be okay.
Sleep. Take a nap. Get well rested.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be okay, really, but, yeah, cut it out. Just, moderation, and kids can have a little bit.
Yeah, I stay away from the energy drinks.
I love me my Red Bull. Listen, I do my sugar-free Red Bull. I definitely do it when I have to focus on work.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not going to say it helps me focus, it just gives me more energy.
But you're doing it in moderation.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I'll drink
like
two in a row.
The people that are like knocking back, like the Monsters and the Nas. If you gotta drink something called Nas, and it's not going in your car for to drift, You know, if you're not getting Fast and Furious in your whip, you probably shouldn't be drinking NAS, okay? That's probably something you might want to stay away from. A Red Bull here and there, okay, I get it. I'm not going to tell anybody never to drink anything outside of soda. But you got to do any and everything in moderation. Even if you have a soda after competition. I always tell kids, if we have a track meet on Saturday, all right, Saturday night, go out, enjoy yourself, indulge. We'll burn it off on Monday at practice. You know, don't, because that's another thing. That's another issue that people run into when they go on these so-called, like, diets, when they're, like, these extreme diets. That's what I meant. That's what I have an issue with, the extreme diets. Yeah. Because if you go on an extreme diet, when you come off that extreme diet, you're going to extremely go back to something else that you've been missing and cheating yourself of for so long. I'm not eating any red meat. I'm not eating any chicken or seafood for 6 months. No. Like, dude, stop.
Yeah,
stop. Because you was born in Alabama. You've been eating neck bones and ham hocks all your life. And you're going to stop eating any and everything that you grew up on for 6 months?
Nah.
Just do it in moderation. Everything in moderation will be your best friend. Because if you make a hard, cold turkey cut, you're going to make a hard, cold turkey cut of the good stuff when you go back and cheat on your diet. You know, so you just got to be careful. Make healthy decisions. Don't do anything too extreme, because inside of your body, there's like this thing called a heart that's beating to the rhythm of your life, and you don't want to explode in your chest. So you just make sure you're doing everything and keeping your heart in mind. All right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Actually, I just wanted to also bring up the sports nutrition thing with the, you know, for all our Muslim brothers and sisters, it's Ramadan.
That's right, yeah.
It's Ramadan. So basically, for those that don't know what Ramadan is, I don't really know what it is either, but I know they can't eat or drink.
I think it's sunrise or sunset, right?
Yeah, they can't ingest anything between sunrise or sunset as far as nutrition. We're just talking about that. There's other things with their beliefs, but
I think they can do water, right?
Nah, they can't do water.
Not even water?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Wow.
Nothing. You know how difficult that is if you're training, or if you think you're going to train? Basically.
You know how difficult that is if you're just watching TV and a commercial come on?
Yes. You can't watch TV.
Forget training. We just talking about the average Joe just sitting down and, like, the Wendy's commercial comes on, the Chili's commercial comes on, the lettuce and the tomato bounce perfectly on top of the hamburger. Like, it never does that in real life, but in the commercial, it always bounces perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you can't, and it's like 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
the sun sets today at 8:33 p.m.
Yeah, basically, like, the time around now, it's pretty long. And yeah. Even next year, and, you know, for a few years after that, it's still going to be around the summertime.
Yeah.
Where the days are longest. So, you know, you kind of got to suffer a bit, but that's kind of part of the whole, enlightenment of Ramadan.
It's a discipline thing, too, so I figure you can make it through that. You can make it through your training.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, at the same time, now you got to think, are you going to be fully faithful to your religion and follow along? Some people can't really compete because of that. All right, so like, let's say you do you can't do a hard workout with your team, you need water.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? You can't drink anything.
I mean, especially this time of the year when it's hot everywhere. It's not like how a month ago we were talking about, man, are we ever gonna see the sun? It's 70 and 80 everywhere, and water's a necessity. I tell kids all the time, look, water's not optional in practice; it's mandatory.
Yeah.
So, You might be running 70% repeats on a hard workout day, because that's all you can do.
Yeah, there are studies that show that maybe low intensity work during this period for those athletes help utilize more fat as an energy source. Though it's probably something they should do closer to sunset, so that way, like, right after, they could replenish.
I wonder if they do, like. I mean, you can't do it in high school, obviously, but I wonder if in college, like, there's a way they can, like, stagger. You definitely can do it as a pro. Like, stagger your workouts that you start later in the day so that by the time you're done.
Maybe. I mean, he's probably going to be outside until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
If
you're training in Texas or Florida, that's all right, though.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at the same time, you know, on the opposite end, when it's the winter time, shoot, you know, the sunlight's out for like 4 hours, so you're good.
Yeah.
You know,
you're probably training indoors.
Train. Yeah, so.
But shout out to all our brothers and sisters that's partaking in Ramadan right now.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it. I like my water.
Yeah.
And I definitely like my food.
Yes.
And I'm definitely awake while the sun's up. I had a friend I used to work with when I worked overnights. He basically didn't have an issue because he was up all night working.
Yeah.
He could eat whenever he want. He sleep during the day. He's good.
Yeah.
Granted, that's not really the whole spirit of Ramadan in a sense. But, you know, you got to take what you got.
Yep.
So, yeah.
His night was his day.
That's right.
So, hey. It is what it is to win through.
All right, 52.75.
That's right. And the 400.
Hurdles.
That's right. And like we said, NCAAs is not too far away.
So like all these 3 weeks, four?
About 2 weeks, I'd say, yeah. So all these times we dropping on you right now, about 2 weeks, some things going to change.
Yeah, they better anyways.
Yeah. Like Tupac said, it's going to be some stuff you're going to see. It's going to make it hard to smile. But through all the rain and the pain, there comes sunshine and fast times. And next episode, once again, there's still championship season everywhere. We're going to get into some of these high school leaderboard times. Because I'm pretty sure high school kids have been popping off some times too. Because if it's hot here in upstate New York, it's hot everywhere.
And Texas already had their state champs.
And you know it's always hot in Texas.
Yeah.
It's like 93 on Christmas in Texas.
Love it.
Yeah, me too. Shout out to all my family down in H-Town. Yeah. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Episode 11, Track Talk, CH and Ferdy. Do remember, hit us up at Track Talk with us. That is the IG. Mm-hmm. That is the Twitter. The email is 585tracktalk@gmail.com. Hit him with your IG and your Twitter math.
He is at He Is Ferdy. That's HEISFERDY for both.
Yep. I'm at Coach Harris TF. That's all one word. The T and the F are for track and field. That is my IG. On Twitter, you can hit me at The Real DJ Rock. That's at The Real DJ ROC. Don't forget, tell a friend to subscribe. YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iTunes, the Rock City Entertainment Network is where we are now housed. The home for Track Talk with CH and Ferdy is the Rock City Entertainment Network. You can find us amongst a plethora of other entertaining podcasts. So make sure you subscribe, tell all your people to subscribe, and be on the lookout for us next time, next episode 12. Like I said, we don't know the topic yet. We're going to highlight the high school leaderboard times. And, state championships have happened in some states. I know our Section 5 championships, our class championships are this weekend. So, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And, don't forget, Doha Diamond League is going on right now. Eugene is in 4 days. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some updates from that as well with the pros and what they're doing. Because this is their Olympics right now. Diamond League is, there's no world championships, there's no Olympics. Diamond League is what it is for the pros this year. So we're probably going to see some serious times this summer. So stay tuned. We'll keep you in the loop. We'll keep you in the know. But right now, we got to go.
You
Deuce.
Out?
We out.
Oh, all right. Deuce.
Unless you got something else you want to say?
Nope.
Then we out. Peace. Yep. See y'all next time. Hit the air horns. Jersey, stand up. New York, stand up. Track and field, stand up. We out.
Deuce.